Number 17. Hi, this is Dave, and you're listening to the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. Stimulating dialogue,
controversial issues,
a global perspective. Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by me, Dave Skonda, and EnglishMeeting.com. Hello and welcome to another edition of the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. I'm Dave Skonda, and today we have a little bit of a big group today. The group got bigger than I thought it would be, but that's good. We have people. We have a mixed group today. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. Yay. Okay, so let's do some quick introductions and find out who's here and everything. Let's start with this girl right here. This is... Christy, say hello, Christy.
Hello.
And how is life treating you today?
Today is okay.
Is okay? Just yes. Okay? Is it yes. The weather that makes it
I
just
think
okay?
So.
You know, the weather affects us. You know, it's like it affects our mood, doesn't it?
Also, I had a drink last night.
You were drinking last night. Whoa. Well, see, Sunday night is not the best night to do that, you know. Like when you say a little, how much is a little?
Do you know Korean?
Oh, you know, alcohol? This last weekend. Oh, yeah, height beer.
Not beer.
But, well, I know soju.
Oh, yeah, I have soju.
I drink soju all the time. No, I'm just kidding. last weekend, I had Korean barbecue to my Korean friends. I went with some friends. Korean barbecue, and I drank Korean beer, or height beer.
Yes.
And then a few weeks before, I was eating Korean barbecue, and I drank soju. So, soju's good. Yeah, I like all that stuff. Korean barbecue is just very yummy. So anyway, you were drinking soju?
Yes.
but that stuff, strong stuff. You got to be careful with that. Okay, so maybe lay off the soju on Sunday nights, okay?
Yes.
Saturday night, no problem. Okay, and then we have Katrin is here. Hey, Katrin.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you. How have you been? How's life treating you?
It's good.
Yeah?
I was working on the weekends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But and also, I had two weddings to go, Friday night and Saturday night.
Oh, God.
So
that's
it was
too much.
Fun.
Oh, it was fun?
It was so fun.
Yeah, weddings can be fun. Yeah. They're like big parties, right?
Yeah, huge weddings.
Right. Is Armenian. Everyone dancing and stuff?
Oh, Armenian. Have you been in an Armenian wedding?
No, I haven't.
It's like 400, 300 people.
A big wedding.
A big band, and it's a huge... Yeah,
wow, that's a lot of people. That's an expensive wedding, you know, when you have that many people.
Yeah, but they, no matter... They have to do it.
It's part of the culture, right? It's part. That's the way it is. It's not like somebody from that culture would have a small wedding.
No, I never seen someone.
That's the way it was actually with Italian weddings too. You had to have a huge wedding.
Yeah.
I remember I was a little kid. I went to New York for a cousin's wedding, and it was huge. There was so much food, and they have so much food. It's like you go to the ceremony. And then it was at this huge kind of hotel, and you would start at one floor, and they would have these light kind of appetizers, drinks. Then you would go down to another floor, and there were more serious food appetizers. They weren't really appetizers, they were a place. Then you go down to another floor, and then there would be all this different kind of food.
Oh,
and then finally, you would go down to the main floor, and it would be a full course dinner. And it's like, how can you eat all that? You know, it's like crazy. What do they think? We're like cows or animals or something? So that's like a typical Italian wedding, you know. Yeah. But this was big. And you had fun. And you danced?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
See, did you get any videotape of that dancing? Mm-hmm. We'd like to see that.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, sure.
That'd be great. I'll put it
Actually,
on the
I'm
website.
I'm going to invite everybody to my wedding. It's next year.
Oh, you have a date?
That's why I'm working on weekends. We have to save money. It's in Armenians, it's like parents pay for the weddings.
Uh-huh.
But still, we need to save because it's going to cost us a lot.
Sure. Especially nowadays, weddings are very expensive.
Yeah, very expensive.
Wow. Okay.
Overall,
well, if you invite us, it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
Email address or telephone.
I'll get
Yeah. That's funny. Esther's here. It's like, oh, I want to go for sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we all want to go. Yeah. That'd be good. Can you imagine? We'd all get our own table, you know, so we could be
That's
like.
It's going to be fun.
Katrin, yay. Yeah. Okay. And then you could see us all dance.
Yeah, of course.
That may be embarrassing, but. No. Okay, good to have you here, Katrin. And then we have Jihan over here. Hey, Jihan.
Hi.
How are you today? How was your weekend?
Just working.
Working. Weekend, sounds like a lot of us work here on the weekend. Yeah. Was it busy working this weekend?
Yeah.
Like a lot of customers.
You know, the movies out. And then I'm working at a restaurant, so. Oh, and then by movie theater.
Oh, near a movie theater. Your restaurant is by the movie theater. I
and
see.
And then the, you know, the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Da Vinci Code.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
It's really interesting because they world the international total that I heard on the news was over 200 million. So they released it internationally the same time instead of just here first or something, and over 200 million. And it's kind of interesting too because the reviews, a lot of the reviews were bad for the movie, but people want to see this, you know, because the book was so popular. Has anyone read the book?
I'm reading it.
You're reading
it? Yeah, I went to see the movie.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Do you mean you went to see it Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Here, we can.
Yeah, I went to see.
What did you think of the movie?
I like it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
good.
I did.
Okay.
But now I'm reading the book. Yesterday I started reading.
That's excellent. Yeah. Well, it's really nice to hear somebody who saw the movie then reads the book. Because most people, once they see the movie, they say, well, I already saw the movie, so I don't want to read the book. But it's good because you'll get more out of the book.
Yes. Yeah. So I think the movie's going to be like better than the movie.
The movie's going to be better than the movie?
The book, sorry. Yeah, the book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you'll know when you finish reading it. That's good.
But one of my customers said, normally like people say like book is better than movie, right? All the time, right? He said, this Da Vinci Code is the movie. You gotta watch movie first and then read book. That's a better way.
Is a better way? Oh, good. Well, that's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
good. You like Tom Hanks?
He's really good. He's
a great actor, Tom Hanks. He's one of our best, you know. He's done a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good to have you here today, Jihan. And that was Diana's here.
Yeah, me.
So your weekend, we know what you were doing. You were watching the movie.
Yeah, I was really excited my week this week.
Yeah, there must have been a lot of people there, right?
Like, yeah, how do you say it? The theater
was packed, full. Yeah. I see.
Exactly.
And you liked it. So that's
good.
That's thumbs up from Diana. Okay. Very good, very good. Okay, then we have Armand. Hello, Armand.
Hello, Dave.
What's happening with you?
Not so much.
Yeah, I knew I was going to get an answer like that. I just knew it, but I said, I'm going to ask anyway. I'm gonna say it to him anyway, just to see. Well, how was your weekend?
It was fine.
Yeah? It was fine. Come on, give me some detail. Give me some dirt. You know, you ever hear that expression, dirt? Like, what's the dirt? You know, tell me all the real stuff that happened like that. Maybe you don't want to tell people. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that. But do you work on the weekend or anything like that?
No, I don't work at
all. Okay. So that's good. So you were, like, relaxing in Palm Springs?
No, I wish.
Were you studying hard? Is that what you were doing?
Maybe.
Oh, God, listen to that. Okay, with that said, okay. And then we have Esther. Hello, Esther.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. It's good to have you here today.
Thank you.
And how's everything with you?
Everything goes fine. And last night,
a little further away. Yeah, about right there is good. Yeah.
Our in-law family get together to celebrate my husband's promotion.
Promotion.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So he's not a resident anymore.
No.
So
he's resident until this June, and his fellowship is going to start in July.
Oh, he's going to have his fellowship. Yeah. That's great. So his family lives here in Los Angeles?
Yes, in-laws. All my in-laws live here. All my family live in Korea.
Oh, so that's kind of difficult, right?
Yeah, kind of difficult, but... Do they treat you right? Yeah.
When people say in-laws, it doesn't matter what country you're from, usually it's a problem. Like, the in-laws.
Exactly.
I have to deal with the in-laws.
Especially you don't have anyone here, so you...
Yeah, you don't have, like, your own family
but
here.
But, you know, my sister-in-law, brother-in-law, they are really good friends and good family.
Yeah, that's good to hear. That's good. That's good. Well, you're just saying that because they might listen to this, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to let them listen this.
Yeah, right, right. You never know who's going to be listening. So that's the politically correct thing to say. Yes, they're all very good. You know what she's thinking inside, though. Yeah. She can't stand them. Okay, okay. Okay, today's topic we're going to jump into is violence in the media. Violence in the media. And as many people know, like if you've ever seen Western movies, movies coming from America or even, I don't know, European countries, but especially American movies, they can be very violent in terms of killing, you know, guns. We have like scary horror movies where people use knives. I mean, has anyone seen these real scary horror movies?
Oh, yeah, it's yeah? bad.
I mean, they can be really scary, you know, and they show people getting stabbed and cut up.
And they show every little detail.
Well, nowadays, the technology has gotten better, so you can show it like it's real, like all these yes. details. They can show inside your stomach now, you know, and it looks real, and everything, all these special effects are really good. so With all this violence, you know, around in different media forms like movies, TV, what else is there?
Radio.
There's radio. Yeah, I guess radio doesn't get too violent. That's
video games.
Oh, video games. Yeah, video. Jihan was talking about that.
News.
Music. Oh, yeah, that's right. Music mm-hmm. can be very yeah. violent. And the news and like music videos.
Yeah.
Music videos. Yeah, can be very violent and can promulgate violence, shows violence, trumps it up to being maybe a good thing. So let's start this off by going into this question. Are any types of violence acceptable? And if not, what is not acceptable in terms of, you know, humanity watching this stuff in general? Is it acceptable to show violence, graphic violence?
No.
No, why not, Katrin?
Because
a little closer.
Actually, I'm not against it. They need to show that what's going on in our lives,
okay.
in the movies.
So you're saying they need to show it like, because it's part of reality.
Yeah, it's part of reality, but okay. not like, as you told me, like they show like the small details, that, like the blood, and then, you know, the
like they'll show the blood coming
people,
out of the person
yeah.
and the person getting killed.
It affects even me as an adult. Lately, like when I'm driving, no, this is serious.
Uh-huh.
I can imagine if I have an accident, how it's gonna look like. It comes
really?
To my mind
well,
real
that's
quick.
You have a very vivid imagination.
Yeah, or like I never imagine myself, if someone kills me. But sometimes I can imagine, and it's since when I
so wait,
I moved
you imagine
here,
somebody killing you?
No, when I moved here, when I start watching movies, uh-huh. like I can see things clearly. Before, I couldn't. I didn't know how it's gonna look like. You know, and it's like when someone kills, like I've heard somebody killed someone.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get a picture of it.
Oh,
but
you, okay,
right,
so
now
since you've seen all this in the media, is that good or bad for you?
It's bad for me.
Okay.
I'm telling you, when I'm driving, uh-huh. sometimes I get scared. This started like a month ago. And then when I... Have you seen a movie called Saw?
Saw? Oh, I've
seen
advertisements, but I haven't seen the movie.
I saw it by accident because I didn't pay attention to name. Yeah, it was.
How do you see a movie by accident?
No,
you know I was what? There was a banana peel. I slipped, and there was the movie.
I sat on the couch. My brother was watching that movie. I didn't know it's the Saw. I didn't ask him,
yeah,
like, what is that you're watching? So I sat next to him and started watching, and, you know, it's interesting. You want to keep watching
it. Yeah, you didn't know what kind of movie it was
yeah.
when you sat down. You
and
thought,
then, since then, like, I don't know, I'm scared. Like, I can imagine, like, how I'm going to look like if someone cuts my leg.
Oh, God.
Or my hand. It helps my imagination.
Right.
It goes. It went into my mind. That's why I don't like it. I don't feel good about it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, what do you, in terms of, okay, so it sounds like, you know, you're saying it affects you and yeah. probably affects most people, you know, to different degrees. Like some guys, you know, these guys are really into like maybe violent horror movies or something. And, you know, maybe they say it doesn't affect them too much. And maybe it doesn't affect them as much. But I think it still affects you, you know, in different ways.
If it affects me, it will affect everybody. Like from the little kids, they're watching it. You know, they have cable TV. The parents, they should lock the sound. They can lock some channels.
The V-chip.
Yeah, but yeah, sometimes they don't.
Right.
Like my cousin let her 5-year-old kid watch. What was it? God. I was so hide and seek. It's a horror movie.
Oh,
it's not. Yeah. There is no violence that much. Yeah. But she.
Oh yeah. You know, I could say when I was a little kid, you know, I wanted to, you know, of course, do the things that they said I couldn't do. So one time I got a chance to watch. I think it was Halloween. Has anyone seen Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
The original Halloween is like the scariest. And anyway, you know, I thought, oh, this is great because my parents were like out of the house, and I don't know how somebody brought the movie in or whatever. But I watched it, you know. And, I mean, afterwards. It made me scared. I was like, thinking somebody's going to come through my bedroom door and kill me. I mean, it really affected me. And I remember being a little kid thinking, I wish I didn't watch that. Because it really affected me. Like, I would go in my room at night to go to sleep, turn off the lights, and I'd be scared. You know, and I got paranoid. You know, paranoia means like you have a fear of something that's not real. And I really, it really affected me. Certainly, kids, it affects. Now, what do you think is too violent? Let's have somebody else weigh in on this. You know, in movies and different media, there's guns, knives, people fighting, just fists. There's martial art movies, you know, bombs. Where do we draw the line? What is okay to see and what is not okay to see? What do you think about that?
Martial arts are okay.
Think martial arts are okay? Well, okay. Well, what do you think, Armand?
What Dave means is like the bloody rings that they take the heart out or cut each other.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, there are different levels of martial arts. Yeah, I know what you're. I've seen some of these where they get really graphic, but like you know, Bruce Lee movies and modern Bruce Lee where they just. Psh, psh, psh. But well, if you could only see me right now, I'm going. Psh, 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 psh. You know, as a little kid, I used to do this because I would watch Bruce Lee movies and I pretended I was Bruce Lee and I go, bam, psh, psh. It's fun. But do you think that makes somebody want to be a fighter, like, or start a fight?
Of course.
Even if it's not reaching in and grabbing a heart, but it's martial arts.
It's you're training a cock to fight.
Right, exactly. So you think it encourages people to fight by watching these fighting. Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of violence do you think is acceptable to watch in the media?
Violence, if it's like shows that the violence is practiced only for self-defense. For example, if the character shoots someone.
That's interesting. So you're saying it depends on the storyline. Mm-hmm. Like if you're watching a movie, maybe somebody's trying to kill Johnny. And if Johnny's using violence to defend himself, it's okay. Like, maybe he's using a gun to protect himself, then it's okay. Well, that's kind of interesting because I didn't think about that before the podcast, but if we were in a situation, you know, where something really bad was kind of like somebody was trying to get us or kill us, I wonder if watching some of these movies would give us courage to protect ourselves better.
It does.
You think
you
so?
You learn.
You learn. It's like maybe, you know, I mean, how many people have held a real gun before here? Okay. How many people have a gun with them right now? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. okay. So most people haven't held a real gun. So let's say it's your first time holding a gun. So anyway, I didn't tell the audience. So three of us have held real guns before here. Three of us out of... 7. Well, yeah, I guess a rifle's a gun. Sure. Okay, so another one. Okay, so you know, we watch the shows and we see how they're holding the gun. We even see often how they load the gun or different ways to hold the gun, which, you know, seems like maybe. So, but if you ever put somebody like in a situation who's never held a gun and never really paid attention to it, they don't know what to do with it. So maybe it does give you courage, like you were saying. So in that sense, maybe these violent movies could be helpful if we look at it that way. What do you think is acceptable, Dianis, in terms of guns, knives, fighting, bombs? Is there any place to draw the line?
Actually, well, I think, for example, for the media, mm-hmm. for the news, and all they show, well, you know, right now the war in Iraq and mm-hmm. and all that. I think, well, for me, when I watch those scenes, like really, really bad.
When you say those things, you're talking about like news from
right. war? Yeah, news, war. Exactly. Okay, or any violence or okay. anything. In some way, they make me think.
Okay.
They make me realize that the things that I shouldn't do.
Ah.
Like, yeah, like.
So it gives you reflection on
yes,
yourself.
Yes, exactly.
And you see it and you say to yourself, like, I shouldn't do
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
I know that's certainly something mm-hmm. I should not do.
And that's bad.
So
and
it kind of educates you,
yes.
is what you're saying. Ah, that's great.
For
that's
example, when cool. I watch a movie like Saw or Hostel or
yeah,
that's a horrible movie, but it doesn't affect me. In any way. I mean, I
like
just
it doesn't make you paranoid.
No.
It doesn't make you like if you're alone in a dark alley, you don't think some guy's gonna come out and start cutting your
no,
arm
off. No, that was when I was
like
a little
that.
Kid. Yeah.
But
yeah.
now it doesn't.
But no, I just concentrate and I sell to myself. And I say to myself, be
you're
positive.
Me feel
it's
bad.
A movie, nothing's going to happen
right,
to you.
Right, so you separate that
yeah,
from
exactly.
It. Okay, okay. Esther?
It means Dianis is a matured girl.
Is what?
Matured.
Oh, matured.
Matured.
I thought
matured.
You were saying like martial arts or something.
You guys
like
making me feel bad.
Why?
Why?
Oh, because it affects you. No, no, no. Well, the thing.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. See, Dianis is mature, but Katrin here, not mature. No, we're not saying that.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm scared. I'm getting scared easily. I think it's because of our background.
Yeah.
Background, personality. I think there's a lot yeah. of psychological things because we're all different. You know, different things affect
when
us differently.
When I watch a movie mm-hmm. that there is like, it's like sitting in, like, when I was a little girl, uh-huh. there was war in Iran, between Iran and Iraq, and they were bombing Tehran. And then the before, when they see the jets, like they come, they was alert. There was
alert,
emergency
like
alert.
Like an
yeah.
alarm sound going off.
I still, I'm 28, and when was it? When I was like 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, if I hear that, I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a movie, but it affects. If it does, like
yeah,
guns,
you grew
the
up
noise
with it.
Of, yeah, the
yeah.
noise of gun, it's, I hate it. If I know that this movie is about the war,
yeah.
or this news is about a war, I hate it. I don't even.
Butter right, yeah. yeah, well, you know, what you're saying is very interesting because it's very analogous to what I hear from veterans, like war veterans
mm-hmm.
in America. They'll say, you know, the war is long over, they're not even in the military anymore, but if I hear something that sounds like what I experience, what that person experienced, let's say in Vietnam,
yeah.
you know, it shocks their soul.
Yeah.
It shocks their soul, and they will have that feeling probably the rest of their life. You know, because you're saying, like, you grew up with it in Iran, and these people lived it in a very tense situation. So, absolutely.
So, when you watch a movie, it will affect, I mean, to me, it affects the kids. And when you are a kid and you see something like that, and you grow up, it's going to stay in you. So, when I'm saying I'm against some violence, it's just for the kids. I'm totally against it.
Well, for the kid, but I mean, like you're talking about you, and I think there's many, many, many adults that will not watch violent movies. I know adults, you know, who say like, "Hey, you want to see this movie? Oh no, I don't watch those movies," and they don't. And it's not necessarily because of we're different. And some people know that violent movies freak me out, maybe make me paranoid, scare me too much, and I don't want that in my life. That's not entertainment to me. you know, and I'm not even interested in looking at it from an educational point of view because mm-hmm. it's just too much. For some people, it's too much. You know, it's like, I can't handle that. Yeah. You know,
One of those.
Yeah, well, and you're one of the many. You're one of the many. I just want to backpedal a few minutes because I asked who had a gun. So can I ask, like, Christy and Dianis, so when you held a gun, what was the situation? Can I ask you that? Is that too personal? Or
one time I was in my friend's house.
Uh-huh.
And he had a gun.
Your friend just had a gun.
Yeah, and like, and a handcuff.
And handcuffs.
Yeah.
And did he work at some kind of dominatrix bar downtown? I'm just kidding. why did he have handcuffs? Was he a police officer?
Just play with it.
Just to play with it. It's fun to have a gun in handcuffs. Hey, when we're done with the podcast, come over to my house. I have some guns and handcuffs.
And
are you still friends with this person?
No, not yet. Not anymore.
But he showed it to you.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a gun for protection, do you think?
Some of my friends just have it.
Some, when you say for fun, because I've had friends who've had guns, they like to go target shooting, and they're interested in guns, you know, the different kinds. And you go to these targets, you can go, we have some ranges outdoors and some places indoors, and you practice target shooting, and it's like a hobby or a sport or something like that.
Yeah, the other situation was I went to the shooting range.
Oh, you went to a shooting range.
You feel
outdoor or indoor?
Indoor.
Indoor. Ah.
It was really, really, really scared.
It was and why?
Very first time.
Why?
Because when you shoot, mm-hmm. it really scared. It made me imagine that it when it goes through my body.
Ah.
It's like really, really powerful.
Talking about.
The gun is really powerful.
I know. Now, isn't that something? Because when you really experience, like, shooting a gun, you really feel that power in your hand. And it is a scary one because you know it could kill a human being.
Yes,
it's so powerful.
Definitely.
Okay. And what about you, Diana?
Well, Mexico, every weekend, we used to go to target shooting.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like a family activity?
Yes, and I
was... All right, kids, get the guns. Hey, Johnny, not the bazooka. You're not old enough for that.
Yeah, it was really fun. And
really?
No, it never... Right now, I don't... for example, right now, I don't feel like having a gun at home or...
You don't want to have one.
Yeah, but in that time, it was really fun. And
right, and it was kind of just like for sport. With how good of a shot were you? Did you hit the targets?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. It's not easy.
But right? I was like 8, 10.
8 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
10.
What do you want for your birthday, little Susie?
I want a gun.
Don't you want a Barbie doll? No, a gun. Maybe a pink gun. Wow. Well, that's interesting, starting you early. Well, you know, like in America, guns are legal, right? So there are families in America, kind of similar to what you're talking about, that, you know, they have guns for sport. You know, some people go hunting, and they bring their kids up on it. And it's not unusual to hear a story like that. And then, Armand, you were saying you shot a rifle before?
Air guns.
Air guns?
Air rifles, yeah.
What's an air rifle? Shoots air?
No, it's
like,
shoot.
Boom. I really felt the power. Oh, like a pellet gun or a BB gun.
Yeah, but it's stronger.
But it's a little stronger. It has more power than an average. Yeah.
I shot several pigeons or other things.
Oh,
I
you know, those
them.
Poor birds, you know.
Bad. You're bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I had, when I grew up, my next door neighbor was becoming a police officer. He was going through training. He was older than me, of course. And, of course, I thought it was really interesting because I'm this young kid. And, you know, he had these guns, and he had many different kinds of guns. He had the short, stubby one that you put on your ankle. He had the bigger Magnum, semi-automatic, and the revolvers. And he had some do you know what an assault rifle is? It's a really powerful rifle with the very big bullet, you know.
Yeah, my friend had it.
Your friend had it. Yeah, your friend. I don't recommend you hanging out with that person anymore. Very deadly. And anyway, so we went out target shooting with it. And I'll tell you, when you talk about like what Christy was saying here, it's amazing the power behind a gun. And some of these guns have such a big kick. Like when you shoot them, It's not like just boom. It's boom. I mean, your hands go back. You got to hold it really strong, depending on the type of gun. Like the small guns, since they're so small, they give a huge kick. So when you're holding that thing, you got to hold it. And it really, it made me think a lot like what Christy was saying, you know, how powerful this is and how destructive. Because if I make a mistake, I could end a human's life. And it made me, you know, really kind of think about it. So anyway, that's our little gun story. So there you go. It would be interesting. Maybe we'll talk a little bit later on about, like, some people own guns for protection, but that's kind of getting off the subject. So what about, okay, let's talk. We were talking about kids earlier. What about kids? What age should kids be allowed to start seeing violent movie situations in the media? What do you think is acceptable? What do you think, Esther?
I can't think the acceptable age, but you know, before, usually the American children can watch the simulated murders before elementary school.
Wait, watch simulated mothers?
Yeah, murder.
Oh, simulated murder. You mean on TV or something?
TV or anything.
Right, okay.
It's 8,000 cases.
8,000 cases of what?
8,000 simulated murders. Mm-hmm. Usually American children see before they attend the elementary school.
Really? But elementary school starts at first grade.
Yeah, so I was surprised.
So where did you find that? Because I don't know if that's true. I mean, you know, it might be in some cases, you know, where the kid, I mean, I think most families would shield their kids away from this. So, television violence, okay. And it says 8,000?
Yeah,
8,000. Before first grade. The average American child will see 8,000 before, before they finish.
Finish.
Yeah, that's because I was going to say there's no way a person pre-first grade would see 8,000 before they finish. Well, elementary school, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, elementary school usually ends at sixth grade, so up until sixth grade. And I know, yeah, a lot of kids in fifth and sixth grade will see a lot of this stuff. You know, they're a little older, their parents don't care as much, and that sort of thing. So what's a good age? What do you think? How old should they be?
I think more than 18. 15?
Well, Katrin over here is saying 15, but you think 18?
18.
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, what do you think? What do you think, Christy?
11.
11? Oh, you think that young, really? God, I think for me, that was like I was probably 10 or 11 when I saw Halloween, and it just freaked me out, you know? But you don't think that's too young?
But 11, they can distinguish real and fake.
Well, they can distinguish true, but don't you think a younger child is more impressionable at an early age, meaning it'll affect the younger mind more than it would affect an adult who has more experience, is more educated and knowledgeable?
Maybe 15.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you seen that movie? It's Chunky?
Chucky.
What kind of movie is that?
The doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen a whole Chucky movie, but I've seen the character like in little clips or something.
But kids like it.
It's like a little doll that kills people, right?
Yeah, it's a little doll and it kills people, and then kids like it.
Yep.
That I had a lot of dolls, I thought the doll's gonna, talk to me, or come to me.
Did you ever think the doll was gonna kill you?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So they would talk to you and come to you, then kill you. Well, yeah, I think absolutely. I think that would happen to me too. But the thing is, like, what I'd like to hear is about maybe your countries, because in America, we have a lot of violence, like in these movies and even in books and other forms of media. So when I was a kid, and I think this is kind of common in a lot of American kids growing up in this country, it was cool to say, hey, did you see this movie? Hey, I saw Chucky. It was like, if you saw Chucky, you know, it would be like you would look cool in front of your friends, you know?
My friend, she's a teacher for preschool, mm-hmm. and she's
learning psychology in UCLA.
Uh-huh.
And then her, like the kids that she works with them, they told her they love Chucky.
And preschool. I mean, or kindergarten.
No, preschool.
That I just cannot.
Yeah,
conceive.
And then I said, "What they see in that movie?" When I saw it, I was like 23, right? But still, since then, I had a lot of dolls. I keep them away because their eyes real. They look real after when I saw that movie. After that, the eyes were real to me.
Oh, it just freaks you out. You see this doll, it's just kind of laying there, then it comes alive, and then the eyes go pop, you know, and then he starts coming after you. I mean, it you know, it's a doll, but it freaks you out. It freaks you out, yeah.
I remember, like, 10 years ago, I played a game, right? And then it was, like, first game to show blood.
Actually, was it a video game?
It's a computer game. Yeah,
computer game. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I don't remember the game name, but I was surprised because in game I cut like the character's head off.
Oh, you cut someone's head off? Yeah, which is very graphic.
These days, like most of game have those scene. If some game don't have it, people think that's not graphic enough.
You're right. Yeah? That's right.
And the people think it's a boring game. Boring game.
Yeah, the kids will think. And they have ratings for games now. Like, you know, when I was a kid, I don't think we had ratings for games because there weren't really many violent games or something. Mm-hmm. Or if there were, it wasn't graphic at all. But now the technology is so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're taking people's heads off. It looks more and more real. The blood's going everywhere. And you have these guns and you're just shooting people. You know, all these games, I mean, I don't know too much about them, but I've seen a few of them, like the Xbox, you can play with other people and you're going out and killing people. Yeah. You're like an assassin. Mm-hmm. And you're... And it is graphic. So how did it affect you?
Well, I guess I already grew up. Like, I was in high school.
Okay.
So... it wasn't bad.
Right.
But I can imagine like little kid like 5-6 years old and then they play it.
Oh yeah.
And they enjoy it.
Well, could you imagine like a 5 or 6 year old being left alone with some older kids who are playing it and they start watching and that sort of thing. Did
in
you want to say
country,
something?
They don't show violence.
They don't show violence in Iran?
Only if it's related to war and what Iraqi soldiers did to
Iranian
soldiers,
but and before the program starts, they talk to the parents, and they tell that your kids shouldn't
I've
see.
I've never seen that.
Oh,
in Iran, when I was a kid, I never saw in the they were what you said they were censoring the movie.
They were censoring the movie,
but
so they would take out the violent
not
parts.
Not the Iranian movies, like the...
Even American movies, the part that the person gets shot or killed, they wouldn't show it.
They would take it out.
There were sounds. Don't you remember? Like, you couldn't understand what the... That's why my
Actually,
dad...
Actually, they were like censoring only the love scenes, but the killing scenes,
there wasn't any blood or...
they would just take it out.
Yeah.
They would just cut
12
it out.
Years old. I was seeing a war movie about Iran in Iraq, and I saw like the Iraqi soldiers tied the hands of the Iranian soldier to 2 pickups and started pulling it off its body. They ripped the...
Oh, you mean they were like stretching the person's arm, and they're gonna rip his arms off? Oh my god!
That was very graphic.
But you saw that
in a movie.
In
Iranian
a movie?
Movie, yeah.
Where?
From TV.
In Iran?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's pretty graphic.
Yeah, that's
pretty
graphic.
They show the whole thing?
Yeah, they separate the shoulders by pulling the...
They really showed it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, they wouldn't show that here. So it's interesting. I guess it depends on some things. I'd like to hear the difference, if we could go around, and the differences in violence in the media between America and your home country, because I... would like to hear, is it more violent, less violent? Because in that instance, that's more violent. But then again, we show movies with guns and bloods and knife and all of this sort of thing. So how about Diana's in
Mexico? Okay, talking about movies, I think they are the same.
They're the same.
Yeah, but okay. The news in Mexico, for example, before showing a scene with violence or a news with violence, they say in the news that it's going to be not something enough for kids to watch. So I remember when I was a little, my parents didn't let me see
the news.
Yeah, the violent news or sometimes scary movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Ask it on microphone.
Well, like those warning, whoever like newscaster, whoever gonna say it, right? But how long ago they start to?
Oh, before they start, you know, telling
like
the
couple
start.
Seconds ago.
A couple seconds before.
It's kind of stupid because kids is already there.
Yeah,
you're
already there. It's a leave now. Yeah. Now we're gonna show you about the warning. Yeah. Get out of here, Diana's now. Leave. What are you doing, woman?
Yeah.
That would be a little difficult. But then your parents tried to keep you away from that
because
the news is more graphic than in America.
Because Korean media started, they put like red circle and then they put like 18. It means you can watch the TV show when you're more than
18
years.
So they have like
but
a rating
I mean,
system.
It's on TV, you know, so even kids 5-6 years old, they can watch it pretty much.
Right.
If the parents
let them.
Yeah.
Like in America, I don't think it's only in America, but we developed a technology called the V-chip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can program the TV so they can't access certain stations. And I think you can even do it by time because in America, we show more graphic, more sexual, and more violent content later at night. So if you look at TV shows like 10 o'clock at night, they're going to be much more graphic than the ones earlier on. Do they do that in Korea?
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they do it.
They have the 18 thing, but are they more violent in Korea or less violent?
They're almost the same.
Almost the same in terms of movies and...
I think it's almost the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I believe? I think kids doesn't feel attracted to news. So most of the time, kids are watching cartoons. Right? I mean...
Right. A lot of kids are not watching
the news.
And
now the cartoons here... I hate the cartoons right now. Because
like
they have a lot of violence.
Oh,
I don't like...
Even cartoons are getting very violent.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
I heard some argument about the cartoons. Because, like, if you watch old Bugs Bunny
things... Oh, I love those.
they are kind of violent. Like, they'll hit someone over the head. And people will fall from a building and splat. But I don't know. When I saw that as a kid, I never thought that was real, but I think the cartoons now are getting more graphic, and they seem more real.
I want to say something. In America, what I've noticed, kids from young age, they start watching movies and stuff. They're really into it. But in other countries, it's not like that. Like, I don't know, maybe Hollywood is here, it's in America. Maybe that's
a big part of the culture.
Them
that's
going
for sure.
to the movie is their fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big.
You're right.
But, like, in my home country, the schools from. We weren't mixed. Like, boys, they have their own building, and the girls, they own.
Right. They separate.
So, I can tell my elementary schools from the first grade to the fifth grade. All the girls, imagine I was going to the school with like maybe 2,000 girls my age. Nobody was interested today. Did you see this movie or did you saw that movie? If we were talking about it was Disney cartoons.
Right, right.
Which was very expensive like for the parents to buy those. And we were so interested like in my time was the Beauty and the Beast, was Cinderella.
Right.
We weren't into the movies like the adult can see it. And then
you weren't into the movies, then how did you know about Beauty and the Beast? Was the story Beauty and the Beast?
And the Walt Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like cartoons, Walt Disney.
Are you talking about the ones that were made in the big movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about those.
Right.
But nowadays, I don't know, it's the new generation or it's the country. Mm-hmm. The people in the younger age, they start talking about movies. Not the cartoons, or they watch it. They really wanted to see it.
Oh, I see. They're really gravitated to the real movies.
I can see the difference. Yeah. I don't know.
I know what you mean. I mean, when I was a kid, most kids were into cartoons, and they weren't into movies.
Movies, but
it's like,
now,
I don't want to see a movie. I'm a kid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, in my country it was forbidden for that kind of stuff, like violence. So I wasn't that much... when the first thing that I saw violence in on TV was in Germany when I went and played game. Like, then by that time I was 13. Mm-hmm. The first game that I played and I cut someone's the girl's head. I mean neck.
You cut a girl's neck?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I mean, in the game.
That's not very polite.
It was in my mind for weeks. Like. Because it was too late for me. But I think when you're little, I mean, American kids, maybe if I get married, my kids, if they see it in younger age, like 2-3, they get used to it. It's at the same time bad thing, at the same time good thing. So they get used to it mentally. They're ready to see violence in their life, so they become more stronger.
Right.
But at the same time, it lets them be violent like them, or they see stuff, they have mental problems, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it could cause mental problems, absolutely. It could cause people to get depressed. It can cause a lot of mental disorders, absolutely.
Yeah, and I like it here because in the morning that you don't see any violence, as David said, but they should do about the movies also. They shouldn't let everybody watch all the movies. And they use some movies, they use kids. Uh-huh. Popular kid actresses
or
actors
in those movies
so kids in that age, they want to really see
movie. The one problem is a lot of American families just let their kids see this stuff.
Yeah,
and
why?
The government, you know, feels like, you know, it should be the family. Well, you know, why? We could argue that they're not being very wise,
yeah.
You know, and they're not really thinking in a smart way. But you can use the V-chip and you can make strict rules in your house, you know, and... you know, like I saw that movie Halloween, but my parents didn't know I was seeing it. You know, God. They wouldn't let me see it, you know. Yeah, Jihan.
But these days, like, a lot of parents, both of them, is work.
Exactly.
Well, right. So did mine.
Yeah. And then, I mean.
But that doesn't mean you're home alone, because that would be illegal.
But a lot of parents feel bad because they're not home all the time with kids. So parents just let kids whatever they want to do.
Yeah, well, I think, but I mean, my personal opinion is that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand two parents working, but that doesn't mean that you don't have certain rules. And if you have a babysitter or whoever's watching the kids, there's rules. But I think if you have the attitude of letting your kids do anything, you know, you know the stories of these American kids who get into drugs and gangs. I mean, then they go into nowhere land. And
I think that's a big problem, too.
Yeah. Well, what about the news, like the war's happening? You know, in America, we censor a lot of this graphic stuff. In other countries, like Dionys was saying, you know, in Mexico, they're going to show much more graphic footage of people getting killed or dead bodies and this sort of thing. Should we censor it? I mean, we're adults, like, watching the news. Should we censor it? Should we see this? Is it good or bad? What's the right way to go?
My opinion? No, we shouldn't.
We shouldn't. So we should show.
Yeah, because
the dead,
it's a reality. It's what. Yeah, it's really what
happening.
It's happening right now.
Right.
In some way, it's gonna make us think about
well,
it.
Well, then, why do you think they're not showing it? Then, why do you think they don't show us?
Maybe because they don't wanna. I don't know.
Well, you're on the right.
Yeah, they wanna hide the reality, or.
Yeah, I think that's a good
exactly.
point. I think that you know, if all Americans saw graphically what's happening to these people. Maybe the Americans wouldn't support the war so much. And I think it's a form of censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even though this is a free country, all the news channels are pretty much the same in that regard. So there's a strong political faction that's holding them back.
Actually, as Dionys says, I saw some Telemundo channel.
Telemundo, it's a big
they
Mexican.
Show all the process of the violence.
Yeah.
Like the police goes and shoots the guy that is already he's surrendering himself.
Right.
But American media, they just like they showed the burned American soldiers hanging from the.
Yeah, they might show that real quick. They won't show it
they
long.
They don't show the process of it.
Nope. And just like, well, now we could talk about the war. They don't show the bodies. They don't show the coffins coming back. Like when people get killed, like our soldiers, when they ship their bodies back in coffins, they don't allow anybody to take any pictures or any video of that either. So
there is a lot of movies that came out lately about the war in they show the reality what's going on.
Well, yeah, movies will movies, be more, but unless they're documentaries. There is some documentaries coming out from the war. You're right about that. Yeah, those will show a lot of good stuff. I mean, those good documentaries really show you because I saw a piece of a documentary not long ago where I couldn't believe it. It was a woman journalist, and she and a cameraman were like part of this American little faction going on in Iraq, and they were being fired upon. And they were right there with, she's like with the microphone, and you're seeing this guy, you know, shooting his gun, and she's like right there, and one guy got shot not very far, like 15 feet away from her. And like she's like commenting on this as it's happening, you know. It's like Dionys is right there shooting there, and I'm standing right here. We're getting shot on right now, you know. We don't know where the snipers are. She could have been killed at any moment. That's amazing, you know. I mean, and they were showing the tense moment, you know, and somebody getting shot and that sort of thing.
But I think in the news they should show it. Because for
it is real for adults. I mean, we should know what's happening, right?
Yeah, exactly. We should know what's going on.
In the older wars, they couldn't do it because we didn't have all this TV technology.
Mm-hmm. And you know? American media just lies about the facts about the.
Well, you better watch what you say there. Lies about the facts. Well, that's an opinion, and I'm not saying that the news always tells the truth. Sometimes the news gets it wrong, but that gets into a big political discussion. But if you start saying Americans always lie about the facts,
that's all Americans. Some channels. Yeah,
but I'm just saying you got to be careful in what you say. I mean, definitely the government doesn't want the people to see the blood and guts of the war. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, of course, everywhere, you know? I think it's the same.
But we also have a free press, and if anybody's interested and listening to these commentaries, they're on the radio, and these people from these countries, the Iraqi people, are talking. This is what's going on. I mean, these people aren't lying. These people are saying what they saw and their reaction to it, you know, and it doesn't matter American, Korean, anything. They're saying, look, this is what I saw. And it's a free press, and anybody can say that. And if you watch shows like Nightline, or if you watch Charlie Rose at night when they interview these people, I mean, they're talking about their experience. So when you say Americans are lying all the time, they're not lying all the time. But sure, they can get it wrong, and there are political factions that may be pushing people in a certain direction. But the press is free.
I mean, like the Vietnam War, they always say, like, we are progressing, American soldiers are in good shape. We do not have that
that's
much
Vietnam
casualty.
War. I mean, that was before my time.
Same thing is going on in Iraq.
I mean, when you say that, where do you get this stuff? Because you bring a lot of stuff here, and I don't even know where you're getting this. How old were you during the Vietnam War?
I wasn't born.
You weren't even born.
Yeah, but
okay, so where do you get all this information, Armand?
I've seen the documentaries.
Oh, you've seen documentaries. But they're telling the truth. You're sure about
most
that?
Most likely.
Oh, most likely. Based on what?
Based on the facts.
Based on the facts of who?
This much casualties that we had in the Vietnam War. And
casualties are dead people, so they got information from dead people? What my point is, Armand, there's many things you see, but that doesn't mean they're true. Mm-hmm. And when you come to the conversation, you got to keep an open mind. Okay. And you can't say it's just this way. You could say, based on a documentary I saw, people were saying this. But if you come right out and say, oh, these people are lying all the time, it makes you sound like you're very, you know, rigid in one way, and it's hard to have a good discussion in that. But if you say, based on a documentary, I didn't know what you're talking about, doesn't mean the documentary's right. Documentary can be false, and there have been many documentaries, and there are many documentaries being made right now that are telling a lot of lies. So, you know, you got to consider the source. Anyway, Esther, what were you going to say?
In the past, Korean government controlled and censored the TV news a lot, but nowadays they are so open.
Oh, they're more open now.
And the last Saturday in the morning, I read a newspaper on the internet, and there was an accident that nowadays there is a campaign for choose a congressman, and the leader of one political party was attacked during her speech.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. She is the leader of one big
like political group.
Yes.
Okay.
And
how was she attacked? When you say attacked,
when she walked to the what's that?
When some guy try to shake hand, uh-huh. And but he didn't shake. He had a knife right here, and then he like.
Oh, you're kidding!
Her face.
You know, she.
So he pretended he was walking up to shake her hand, yeah. But he had a knife hidden in his hand, and he cut her face with it.
When I read that accident on internet, uh-huh. I couldn't feel that that is real. But you know, I was waiting to watch the TV news,
okay.
So I watched the situation, and I heard the sound. So you know, after I saw it, oh, this is real, and how I can feel how the group leader feel about the terror and how the people in Korea feel about that accident. Mm. So I want to say TV news is influenced a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. And, you know, it influences your life. Now, do you think that was good that you were able to see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
so
I can really feel.
Yeah. You can empathize with that poor woman and with society, and maybe you would vote for things that would prevent people from being able to do something like that, hiding a knife in your hand, and maybe make the society better because of it. So any final thoughts on this topic about violence, directions we should go?
I think it's now time to open and share the real things.
To real things that happen in the world, like in terms of news?
Yeah, news.
Stuff. Okay. Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds like we should get the real stuff.
Yeah. In the news, we should get the real stuff, but we should cut the violence from our movies, from our cartoons and games.
Well, I got a quick comment. A lot of Americans, and I was kind of brought up this way as well, is we have a lot of violence, and we let our kids see a lot of violence, but then they're afraid to show them sex. You know, and the big argument is, well, what's wrong with sex? You should keep away the violence.
Exactly.
And, you know, violence is much worse than showing a sexual thing going on screen, you know. But I was brought up like, you could see people killing each other, but my parents didn't want me to see sex at all, you know.
Because some people,
I still haven't, I'm just kidding.
I always watched... what's it? Unsolved Mysteries.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's a very interesting program. I like it because there's a lot of things unsolved. And what I got from that program, that most of the murder cases that happens, they cannot find the murderer because the murderer
He's
watching the shows or he's watching the movies and he knows what to do to not be fine, and he knows his job. They are doing an excellent job to kill the person and not leaving a clue for
that's
them.
Right.
So
that's
I
right.
think
it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when we are a kid or adult; it affects. But news is something else. I think news we should know what's going on.
Yeah, just a quick comment. I saw a murder case on TV, a court case on TV that was very interesting, and. This man killed some guy with a gun, I believe, and he covered up his tracks, meaning what he did was he killed this guy, and this guy was in a car, and he brought gasoline with him, and he poured gasoline after he killed the guy over the whole car and in the car, lit it on fire, and walked away. There was no evidence. Because the fire just burns everything. So there's no evidence there. So they finally got the guy a long time after. And they said, well, how did you know to do this? He's like, I watched the Discovery Channel. I learned how to do this from the Discovery Channel. So that's your point, exactly.
Yeah, they learn a lot. Like
they learn how to be a better criminal.
And then if you lose your patient, to me, that's when you... When there is a fight, it's very easy to use gun. And then what I saw from Court TV, most people, when they kill someone after that, they regret.
because they were so nervous or so out of control in that moment, but because they had gone and they, you know, they were in the situation, they saw it in a movie, or they know how to deal with it, they did it. And now they got caught, and they're good people like me or, you know, you guys. But
oh, we're not good people.
But when they see something from TV or a movie, in if you be in that situation, you might act because what you saw, it's in your mind. It's in your...
Great point. I mean, it could help you and it could hurt you. You know, it could be both things. Yeah. Any other final comments? No? Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you all for coming. It was great having you here. I appreciate it. Very interesting talk on this English Meeting Discussion podcast. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up another edition of the English Meeting Discussion podcast. I want to thank my discussion participants for coming in and giving their time to have these stimulating discussions. And I want to thank you for listening. Please subscribe if you haven't already at the English Meeting website, www.englishmeeting.com. And if you'd like to post a comment, very easy, quick, you don't need to register. Come to the English Meeting website, follow the links to posting comments. And you'll come to the blog page. You'll see a little link that says comments. You click on that, and that's where the comments go. That's all the time I have today. Thanks again for listening. I'm Dave Skonda at EnglishMeeting.com, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.